My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Seems like you can't escape out-of-control prices. You fill up your car, you're paying through the nose. Eat at a restaurant, those prices are going through the roof. And how about staying at home and barbecuing dinner? Well, even there, the propane to fire up your grill is also burning through the cash in your pocket.
Prices have basically never been this high this time of year. And now this time of year, of course, is when a lot of people are thinking about propane because they're filling up their grill tanks and their, you know, their outdoor heaters, maybe their pool heaters use propane.
So why are propane prices so high? And is there any relief in sight? WSJ reporter Ryan Dezember has been tracking the market. We'll ask him about it after the break.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We're in the midst of barbecue season, but this summer consumers are paying close to 20% more for propane than they did last year. So what's driving prices up, and is there any shot of things cooling off? For some answers, let's bring in our reporter, Ryan Dezember. Ryan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So Ryan, why have propane prices risen so much this year?
So propane, unlike oil, demand remained steady throughout the pandemic. It didn't plunge. And the reason for that is around the world, a lot of people use it for cooking at home. And of course, being at home meant, you know, people were cooking just as much as ever. They were also heating their homes a lot more because they weren't going to work for those that use propane as a heating fuel. The other big thing that happened is in recent years, the abundance of propane that has hit the market because of the shale boom in the U.S. has prompted chemical makers in Asia to build factories that specifically use propane to make plastics. A lot of older facilities can toggle between different feedstocks depending on price. A lot of these new facilities only use propane, and they're such big machines and factories, they didn't shut down during the pandemic because they're really hard to get started. So demand really remained steady around the world, while other types of petroleum demand decline.
So who's affected by these higher prices? Why is the price increase so significant?
So propane is used by millions of American households, usually rural households off the sort of natural gas grid, and they use it for heat. They're going to be the most affected because they're coming out of household budgets. You know, if your fuel bill is twice, it might not translate to twice in retail prices, but the commodity, the wholesale price is twice what it used to be this time of year, or what it has been in recent years. So you have households, you also have farmers in the Midwest who use a lot of propane to dry crops in the autumn. And you have all sorts of manufacturers who rely on propane or its derivatives in plastics. Propane is also a major fuel used in to power forklifts and things around ports and warehouses. So a big cross-section of households and businesses rely on propane.
So we don't normally see prices this high for propane at this time of the year, right?
No. In fact, this is more akin to what we would see in autumn and winter when prices, you know, when demand is much higher. In fact, the federal government doesn't even track prices this time of year because demand is pretty slow. People aren't, you know, heating homes and businesses and such. As far as we can tell, prices have basically never been this high this time of year. And now this time of year, of course, is when a lot of people are thinking about propane because they're filling up their grill tanks and their, you know, their outdoor heaters, maybe their pool heaters use propane. But most of the demand comes in winter, and that's usually when we see prices this high.
Yeah, and you know, we just had the July 4th holiday. A lot of people probably filled up their propane cylinders to light up the grill. Did that rush of activity have any effect on pushing up prices?
No, that's a lot of people buying, but in very small quantities, relative to the big tanks that you would fill at your house for heat or, you know, what a chemical factory would buy. Now, you know, retail problems are generally in the availability and the cost of the cylinders. We saw a lot of businesses that didn't have propane or didn't have tanks this year. And that's sort of a function of the pandemic when a lot of people were stocking up, sort of hoarding stuff for their outside cooking, for their, you know, the patio heaters. A lot of restaurants added outdoor seating and tried to stay open as long as they could in the winter. So there was a lot of pinch point in the canisters, the cylinders that are used to bottle the gas and deliver it in small quantities.
Okay, so let's talk about how consumers can be smarter about dealing with these higher prices. Is there a way for them to plan out or strategize their propane purchases to, you know, kind of ease the pressure on their wallet?
You know, that's tricky. You know, people may want to fill up their propane tanks now if they think that, you know, prices are going to rise, which a lot of banks on Wall Street, a lot of analysts think will happen. And the reason is because despite the recent rise in oil and natural gas prices, producers around the world, and particularly in the U.S., are holding back on drilling. They have been trained by their investors to be, you know, focused on profitability and not just volume. They were really stung last year by the collapse in oil prices. And drillers have been really shy about drilling. And of course, propane is a byproduct of refining crude oil and also is a byproduct of natural gas drilling. And we've seen big reductions in the amount of activity. And that's, you know, leaving supplies a little short while demand remains steady and in fact is booming around the world in the export market.
So any relief in the long-term outlook for propane prices that you're aware of?
Well, analysts and banks on Wall Street think that what will have to happen to ensure that there aren't price spikes this winter and shortages in certain areas is that the price will keep moving higher this summer to a point that it discourages overseas buyers and prompts them to cancel some orders. That would then leave enough propane in the domestic stocks, which are really low for this time of year, to sort of replenish and be, you know, have enough to go around this winter.
All right. That's WSJ reporter Ryan Dezember. Ryan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.